Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain. Yeah, you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain.
And I think I got one. Yeah, and I think I got one. Yeah, yeah, I got one. And I think I got one.
Sometimes you gotta write a new love song.
Welcome. Sorry I'm late by a day. I had things to do. The End of the Woods podcast with Ryan Woods. On April 9th, 2024, a day after the solar eclipse. And I gotta admit, I had to take the day off. Because I had to go see the solar eclipse. And I was part of the naysayers. I didn't know how big of a deal the eclipse was. They were telling me there was going to be gridlock on the roads. People were going to be pulling over. You're not going to be able to buy water at the grocery store. Like a natural disaster was going to come through. No gasoline would be available at the gas stations. It was supposed to be like that, but little did I know, when I put these eclipse glasses on and I stared up at the sun, my mind would be blown. I was watching the moon pass in front of the sun. I was a naysayer, but I got to admit, pretty cool, pretty cool. Everyone posted their eclipse photos. Pretty sweet. I got to admit, I wouldn't have traveled for it. I know 3 minutes to some isn't a very long time of totality. But hey, 3 minutes is a good amount of time if you got to do a lot of work. And the moon sure did a lot of work. And pal, these eclipse glasses here came in real handy for staring at the sun and whatnot. So that was cool. It was cooler than I thought it would be. Got really dark. I didn't expect that, but I guess I should have, considering there would be no sun. And the sun, you know, bright, as they say. And then some people, here's the thing, I'm staring up at the eclipse, I'm in like a group of maybe 30 people, a lot of them strangers, and I'm staring up at the eclipse, I'm looking at it through my goggles here, and some guy, you know, we take them off when the moon's covering the sun, it's got it's full mooning, the sun, and we're staring up, and some guy's like, you see that little bright star in the sky? And I go, yeah, he's like, it's Jupiter. How the hell do you know that? I'm just going to believe you because it looks like just a little star. So yeah, Jupiter, I guess. I don't know. What am I supposed to do with that information? And here's the other thing. We need more days like the eclipse day. We all need to just do more hanging out. Was there anything better than like if things were just shutting down for the eclipse? If you're like one of those people, I was one of those people. I was like, they're closing school for the eclipse. People want the day off for the eclipse. I want more people to have the day off. We need to do less work as a society. Enough of these Tony Robbins, you know, these car salesmen, these insurance salesmen on TikTok telling you to wake up at 3 a.m. and take an ice bath and wear really tight shorts. Enough. We need more days off as a society. We need to work less hard. We need to relax more. Relaxing is cool. We need another day in the weekend. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, it was cool to go out and see the eclipse. It was fun. Then we went to Guardians opening day. Here's the thing. When people start drinking, what is it with dudes that when they start drinking, they get really handsy with other dudes? Pause. There was this guy, and me and my buddy were talking, we're watching the game, we're talking about the game. Some guy's like, yeah. And then my buddy goes to the bathroom, some guy we don't know, and he's got that drunk look in his eyes. And you know when somebody's really drunk, and their eyes are just kind of rolling around in their head, but they're not really, you can't really focus on anything? Well, he's doing that, he's like leaning in and out like this. And he's like, hey, where's your buddy? He's going to miss the whatever. And he just smacks me across the chest like he's goddamn Ric Flair. Just chops my ass. And I'm like, ow. first of all, that slap fucking hurts, pal. You can't just walk around slapping people. I'm like, oh, dude. He's like, sorry, man. I'm like, sorry, you just hit me. You wind it up and hit me. Why'd you do that? Do I look like a guy who needs to be hit? Some would argue. Some would argue. So we went to opening day. That was a good time. Went home. That was it. That was my Monday night. So sorry I couldn't get the podcast out. Sorry your free entertainment was late. For all 8 of you that listen, thank you. How will you? I don't know how you could sleep yesterday without the podcast. I tried to do it on Sunday, but I just wasn't feeling it because I was in the middle of shit. I had shit to do this weekend. I had shit to do. I had a light go out in the bathroom over the shower. And over the shower, you might say, oh, Ryan, you can still shower down there. No, I can't. Two reasons. I'm down there. I try to do house projects. There's nothing more humbling as a guy, as a man, as they would say, than not being able to do house projects. You know, you want to be a provider, the hunter to your woman's gatherer. Calm down, ladies, and you're feminist, but you want to be able to do things. So when the light goes out above the shower with a little panel in front of it, you want to be able to rip it out of the ceiling and fix it. So what do? I get to ripping. I cut the caulk out. Pause. I pull it down. Next thing I know, I'm looking at a can covered by a light. I'm like, there's got to be a bulb in there, but the can is eerily small, almost too small. I'm like, how does a bulb fit in there? Because I'm looking at the bulbs that I'm holding that I just bought for $20. Light bulbs are too expensive. And I'm like, what the fuck? How's that going to fit up there? So I get out there, and then I have to, and then I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So I call my buddy. You know Tony. Tony comes over, and he's like, yep, we got to rip this out. So he breaks it, and underneath, in this 100-year-old house, there's not a light bulb. There's an LED panel. And I'm like, fuck. Now I got to go to Home Depot and buy a whole new can, because this can is 3 inches, and it's connected with that. So now I'm looking up cans, which one to buy. I look up the model number. No longer sold. Not at Lowe's, not at Home Depot, hell, not even on Amazon. Nobody's got 3-inch cans. So I go to Home Depot for Thursday night, because I text Tony. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go buy a can. He's like, sounds good. I get me a 4-inch can. I got me a 4-inch bulb to screw in there, like a panel. I get home, and I go to measure it. And it's 5 inches, the can. It was in a 4-inch box, I swear to God. So Friday morning, I go back to Home Depot. I exchange the can. I'm like, oh, I got the wrong size. He's like, that's all right. I don't give a shit. He literally said, that's all right. And he threw it behind him. Probably broke it. So I walk over to where I got it yesterday. I see the 4-inch box. I was like, okay, that had to be a mistake. And look at me. I'm fucking Tim Allen, Home Improvement. I go down. I get my tape measure out at Home Depot. Like, I'm blue collar. Look at these hands. These are moisturized hands. I'm not supposed to be measuring shit at Home Depot. I'm too dumb to be measuring shit at Home Depot. So what do? I pull on my measuring tape. I'm measuring the diameters of light cans, fixture cans. I'm seeing 5 inches, but they're in the 4-inch box. I get down there. I rip open a new box. I measure the new cans. 5 inches. Some old dude in a Home Depot fucking apron walks over. Not his fault. He's like, you need help with something, Sonny? Yeah, dude, where are your 4-inch cans? He's like, you're looking at them. I'm like, these are 5. He's like, oh, they mean 4-inch for the light. Well, that seems a little fucking stupid, doesn't it? He's like, yeah, it's a little confusing. And I'm like, you think? And he's like, yeah, so I got to buy the same can that I just returned. So Chase has to probably think, I'm the dumbest guy. But then the problem with that is the light I bought on Amazon didn't fit in the can, so I had to buy a whole new light bulb from Home Depot, which ended up working out. I don't even know where the people that redid this house got 3-inch cans. And my chair keeps sinking, dude. I gotta get a new one. I gotta get a new chair. Fuck me. So there I was, just spending fucking money. And then I spent the whole day on Friday just looking at this hole in the ceiling that I made. Because Tony was like, oh, you could probably wire this up. I'm like, dude, I'm not wiring shit, and you know it. It's fucking emasculating as a guy that can't do home projects. And you have your lady sitting there like, it's okay, you've never done it before. Why would you know how to do it? It's like, because I should know how. I should be born with these skills. But here I am not being able to fix shit. So I called Tony and we cut out the hole. Okay, this is going to sound really fucking stupid. And it's not even going to make sense. But I'm so goddamn dumb that when I was looking up in the hole, there's a piece of wood that runs right next to where the old circle was for the light cutout, you know, for the old can. There was a piece of wood, as there would be in a fucking 100-year-old house. And I'm like, of course, because why would anything in this house be goddamn easy? So Tony comes over. I'm like, dude, this is going to be a problem. There's a piece of wood here. And we need this circle to be 5 inches, but it's only 4 inches. He goes, yeah, we'll just cut it longer away from the wood. And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Why would we cut the... Like, I was thinking he was going to have to cut through the wood and make the stud weaker. Why would he do that, Ryan, you fucking idiot? God, and I thought about that the whole day. You ever say something so stupid, and you don't realize it's stupid as you're saying it, you realize it afterwards, and then it's all you think about for days. That's where I'm at right now. When I was looking up there, saw the stupid stud, and I'm like, how will we ever get this light canister in? And he just goes, we'll just cut it an inch this way. The opposite way of the piece of wood. Just avoid it intentionally. Or the hole all the way around. Just miss it. Ugh. What an experience being a homeowner is. You know? Not blue collar. It's a problem. I don't know how to fix shit. I know people that are like, yeah, I just added a switch in this room. Hooked it up to this wire. If I did electrical work, there are two things in life I don't, maybe three things in life I don't mess with. Telling a woman she's wrong, no matter how wrong she could be, that's one. Two is plumbing, because I don't even know. And three is electrical work. Most other things I'll give a whirl, but those three things I'll just leave alone. I can't do it. But yeah, how was your guys' weekend other than that? We painted a room, watched WrestleMania. WrestleMania was fucking sweet. Of course WrestleMania was sweet. Because of course it was. The thing with WrestleMania is sometimes there's a dud of a show. Sometimes it's a dud of a show. And that happens. And Saturday night was a little weird because they had the weird video boards doing ads. The Prime bottle in the middle of the ring was a little weird. I know Logan Paul is really into the WWE, and Prime is probably paying zillions of dollars for that sponsor. But come on, you know, I mean, the UFC does it. But, you know, it was a little weird. I didn't like the video. I could live with the Prime bottle if there wasn't the video boards. They corrected it for Sunday, and that's all that matters. But WrestleMania, overall, I'd give WrestleMania like an A-, because I think for once they didn't have a lot of weird filler matches. Does that make sense? Like, and I don't know if it's because of the Vince McMahon to Triple H change, but it didn't feel like they had any fat on the edges. It felt like for once every match either ended a storyline, continued a storyline, or created a storyline. And there wasn't just these random, there was like that random tag match with Rey Mysterio and company. But like, that's an ongoing thing. Trying to think, was there any other weird matches? That women's match was a little odd, that the six woman tag match, sorry. But other than that, that like at least furthered the characters of like Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, you know, those two obviously on a collision course at some point. But nonetheless, every other match was really good. Jade Cargill and Rhea Ripley will probably be a match at some point. Every match was great. And the reason I also give it an A-, a little critique here. Not really sure what The Undertaker had to do with the Bloodline storyline. Not sure what Steve Austin was up to. But, you know, that was the only dud. Like Cena coming out and putting Solo Sikoa down. The whole tied together Shield ending. Where Rollins gets hit in the back by the chair for he did it to Roman. And then it still cost Roman in the end. I mean, just talk about just long-term storytelling. That's what wrestling's all about, dude. Storytelling. I think when people talk poorly or talk down to wrestling and wrestling fans and like, oh, it's all fake and blah, blah, blah. What they don't realize is the same reason women's basketball is now popular or gained popularity over the last 2 weeks is because of storylines. Not because so much the product is all that great or I'm terribly interested in women's basketball. Because there was a story. And all wrestling is trying to do is tell a story. Isn't every sport trying to tell a story? It's all to entertain you. There are sports being played where barely anybody's watching. Like tennis. People don't watch tennis unless it's like a story. You don't care for a UFC pay-per-view event because it's real. You've never cared like, oh yeah, they're really going to beat the shit out of each other. You care because it's a story. In the Super Bowl, they take 2 weeks off to try to tell a story about the Super Bowl. All the storylines. The NBA playoffs, storylines. MLB season, storylines. You know what I mean? So, you know. And I did watch the women's basketball game. I think it would be, I just want to put it out there. I watched the women's Final Four on Friday, UConn, Iowa, where Iowa may have gotten a call to send them to the championship game. We can debate all we want, moving screen or not. Games usually don't end on moving screen calls unless there's an ulterior motive. And then I watched the national championship game on Sunday, Iowa, South Carolina. And if I told you I didn't watch the Iowa-South Carolina game, there would be a separate reaction if I told you I didn't watch, say, men's soccer. Because we're crossing a line where you have to like women's sports. And it's not cool to say you don't want to watch. Like Ryan Russillo went through this, where he said he turned off the women's game, mainly because it's not for him, which should be okay. But if you say it's not for you, isn't that the problem where you're almost bullying people into watching? And hell, the WNBA stars don't even want Caitlin Clark. They say she's in for a rude awakening. They're starting to sound like old NBA stars. I think the WNBA might actually be back. Their old players hate their new players. Oh my goodness, this is a new novelty in sports. I can't believe this. It's definitely a new novelty for women's sports. Mainly because nobody's ever fucking asked. I hate that we're all we're all going to have to. This is definitely a seminal moment for women's sports. At least basketball. I mean, their fucking draft is next Monday. They don't give you any time off. Their college season, Caitlin Clark will be playing in a season again here in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So, that was fun. Fucking gridlock, you know? There's gridlock on women's sports. There's gridlock on the roads. You're not going to be able to drive down the road. How many minutes have I done here? 19? Well, dude, I got to do my taxes this week. And I got to be honest with you. I got so fucking mad about my taxes. I think one, property taxes are theft. You never own anything in this country. How do they take taxes from you? On property, when you buy a property from someone, you pay taxes on your purchase. The seller pays taxes on the sale. And then you would then have to pay property taxes perpetually. And don't tell me it's so there's better roads. Don't tell me it's so that cops can have nice cars to do radar in. Don't tell me it's for all these things when I'm driving down the road and there's 5-foot potholes and I'm paying hundreds of dollars in taxes. Everyone on this road pays taxes. Yes? Where does it all go? It's not going into the roads. It keeps the streetlights on, Ryan. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I think there are crooks in local governments. Just as there's crooks in federal governments, there are crooks in local governments. They shell out these fucking deals, these construction companies, to just perpetually work forever. And they never fucking do a thing. And I just want to go into town hall and, oh my God, I'm getting riled up. Because I want to go into the fucking, wherever the town hall is here in my godforsaken city. And I want to walk in there and I just fucking know that there will be some fat, fucking diabetic white woman behind the goddamn counter. It's secretary. She'll be sitting there typing away and she'll be chewing on her gum. You already know. It's the most stereotypical shit ever. And she'll be like, do you have an appointment today? I'm like, no, I'm here to see the fucking mayor. Where's he at? She'll be like, oh, he's not in right now. He's taking a meeting. You need an appointment. An appointment? I'm a taxpayer. He works for me, no? Fucking think he gets special privileges? Fucking get his suit off. Fucking make him put a t-shirt on and get to work. Nobody else in this goddamn city wants to. I swear to God, we need to put more people to work. The thing is, I could become older. I just get more radicalized. I get more and more angry. I pay student loans. Why? I pay taxes. How did I get a federal loan when I pay taxes? Where'd all my money go? Where'd all my money go? That's what I want to know. I want to get into local government and just start fucking tearing shit up. And then we got into a whole argument about tipping. Because I met somebody who tips at Starbucks. And look, I'm all for tipping at a local place, a local shop. But I'm not tipping at Starbucks. Okay, that's where I draw the line. And just pay your workers better, Starbucks. You're raising your prices every five weeks, it feels like. But you need me to throw in an extra dollar for your employees that you don't even like? Because you'll cut down a union like it's nobody's fucking business. But the moment I'm like, hey, I don't want to give an extra dollar on top of my $12 two drinks here, my two drink order for 12 bucks, I don't want to give an extra dollar. You're like, are you sure you can retroactively add a dollar? You can retroactively fuck off. Okay? And it's all these places that expect a tip now. And I know we've all been over it. There's the meme where you turn it around. And here, do you want 20%, 25%? I go into somewhere, you don't get to ask me for a tip. I'm at a smoothie place. And I know it's only 15%, and then 15% of everyone did it. It's only $1.30 and blah, blah, blah. You know, such a minuscule amount of money. It's the fact that they're asking before my shit's even done. If you're sitting there and telling me, hey, I'm going to tip before I get my service because they're making my drink and they might make it better, that defeats the purpose of the whole, what am I paying for then? So now if I'm not a tipper, I don't deserve to be treated the same as a normal customer because I'm not as good of a tipper, but you haven't even done anything for me yet. At a restaurant, I at least tip after the service. That at least makes sense. And I don't even tip less than 20%, even if you never come back and see me and I'm sitting there with an empty glass or I need something because I'm not an asshole. But the moment I go to Starbucks or a smoothie place or here or there, everywhere, and I pay, and the girl or guy who's going to make my shit is like, here you go, and they flip it around. Like, do you want to tip me? Motherfucker, you haven't even moved yet. I did all the work. I pressed all the buttons. I tapped my card. You didn't even do anything. So why the hell am I tipping before I even get my service? So now my shit costs an extra dollar, $2 just because I might have a better experience. I thought tipping was for a service. You get your shoes shined back in the day, you tip afterwards. I get my hair cut. I don't tip my barber before I fucking get my hair cut. I tip him after in case I'm not satisfied with the service. I'm never not satisfied. But why the fuck would I pay and tip before I got anything? It doesn't make any sense. And if you're going to sit there and tell me, oh, you know, it's such a small amount of money. I know it's a small amount of money. But it doesn't make it right. Because a small amount of money will turn into a big amount of money. When have you ever, and I mean ever, heard of prices going down? When was the last time Chipotle, where you could tip now, Starbucks, where you can tip now, had a price decrease? Never. So why would it start now? It's not. And we are just playing into it because we're going to keep tipping. We're going to keep paying our extra 25%. Hell, they're raising their prices 25%. But these fucking scumbags in their silk sheets, these CEOs sitting on top of the fucking mountain are sitting there like, hey, instead of paying more, maybe we can just implement tipping on a service they haven't even gotten yet. If I tip at Chipotle, those people act like the meat is fucking going scarce. It's never going to be back once they end up with that little goddamn, you know, tray. So that's my gripe. Why am I tipping before I get my stuff? Tipping is for after, not before. And now since that's over and I'm done with that rant, Dana and I have to go look at wedding bands. And I know I talked about this last week, I think, at the end. But we went to go look at wedding bands last Tuesday. We're going again this today. And we were walking around the men's section. And all the men's rings kind of look the same. But we got to a specific section where they had men's rings that were wood-colored and had, like, hunting scenes on them. A guy with, like, a skeet shooter. And there was, a dog and, like, waterfowl and the American flag. Men's marketing has now taken over the wedding band industry. Why can't men just smell clean and good? Why do we have to smell like trees and outdoors and motor oil? Can't I just smell normal? Why don't I get to use normal soap? Why do I have to smell like shit? Shit. Thank you for being here. Email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Follow me at the links below. Like, subscribe, tell your friends. Talk to you soon. Have a good week.
Fire. The finest burning ain't a putting out that light. Yeah, desire turns to desire, turns into a quiet old man full of white hair. Thought we had it all planned out in a hijack, but even then everything was a fight. Yeah, peas and carrots, what we inherit. I see the merit in the squeeze of parents. No need to sugarcoat it. I see the need for being married, but who would condone it when your dreams are being buried and it seems you've been disowned? I say hold on to the little piece of you that's still upon you. Blink twice and where's it gone to? Think twice, but what are you gonna do? If this is the type of life you want to, just let it on you. I say. Gonna hold you when this love is so disarming. Thought I was so lucky cause you told me I was charming. Nobody told you making money is a problem. For a rapper ain't it funny how it's always so alarming. Same with actors, same with authors, all the same. Just blame the artists, hard them all, the poets, pardon. I'm an always starving for attention. Tens of thousands couldn't mention I am worthy, but I'm thirsty, ain't it now, so you can quench it. I'm defenseless, I'm always swinging for the fences. Yeah, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging. Trying to hold on to this feeling.